I want to know, Merlin's, based on your interpretation, Democrats, Republicans, 2008. Where do we stand? Let's go through the names. You want to?
Well, sure. Let me get to the section of the stack, because I sent you quite a stack.
Yeah, you sure did. You ate up my fax machine. Paul.
Yeah. Well, I was afraid you guys might run out of paper the worst that I was afraid of. But beyond that, I figured, well, you know, the worst they're going to have to do is put in some more paper. The interesting thing about the Democrat and Republican pretenders, okay, to the throne here, is that we would have to go through, and if we made a pile, George, we went through, and by the way, your listeners, the ones that are not up on the website already will be up later this week, so those of you who have Streamlink can listen to this show and go to the Time Track Library and actually look at what we're now going to talk about, okay? Some of these are actually up there. Hillary Clinton's is up there, a few of the others, John Edwards and some of those. But Obama is not yet there, I don't think. But if you take a look at these and you made a pile and you said, okay, who's got big stuff going on in the right years here and who doesn't, right? In other words, look in the period from 06 or 07 on through 09, 010, okay, because that's the window we're interested
right.
in. And the people who don't have much substantial stuff going on in those years, we can put in one pile, and the ones who have substantial stuff going on, we can put in a different pile. And what you end up with when you do this is you have to throw out people like John McCain. You might have to throw out Biden. You will undoubtedly have to throw out people like Rudy Giuliani, because it's dropping off.
Yeah, I would say they look like almost all the candidates.
Not all of them, because if you look, for instance, if you look at Edwards, and you look at Obama, and you look at Newt Gingrich, and you look at Mitt Romney.
Hillary's low.
Yeah, Hillary actually, George has a great line for him. For Hillary, I wish he'd had a chance to drop it in himself, but it's one of my favorite lines. He says, "Hillary is like everybody's ex-wife." And
hey,
with
now,
the
wait
same kind of ambivalence,
I'm still friends with mine.
Okay, good for you, but you know that that's not the rule; that's the exception. Okay.
Okay, Obama's off the. He's not even on the charts, basically.
Well. Obama, one of the things about Obama is what we think about Obama. We think that Obama it could very easily be somebody's vice presidential candidate, more so than the head
of
the
ticket. Well, but he'd still have a spike, wouldn't he? And he doesn't
have
anything.
Well, he would be more likely to have some activity as opposed to no activity. But the fact that there's this sort of filigreed activity going on, the lower tempo part of the cycle, is one of those things that, like Hillary's, you'd almost look at Hillary's and say, you know, Hillary maybe could be somebody's vice president here rather than the head of the ticket.
I'm going to predict, just with what you've shown me here, tell me if you've trained me well, Paul.
Okay.
John Edwards gets the Democratic nomination.
That's our take.
And Mitt Romney gets the Republican.
That's our take.
Yep, that's my.
That's our take. And I'll tell you. And the next tier.
We'll make sure Matt Drudge picks this up.
Okay.
Matt,
and the next tier, you know what? If Matt happens to be listening,
he listens all the time.
Matt may remember that way back when he had like 1,000 people or 3,000 people on his email mailing list, when there wasn't a website and he emailed everything, we were early players, and we told him before the Monica Lewinsky episode ever happened, which, by the way, he is the one who officially broke that.
Yeah, and that exploded his website.
That. We told him that this was a superstar in the making, like 3 years before it ever happened. Matt is born sometime around, he's like late October of, I think, 68. If you're listening, Matt, let us know. I think that's right. 27th, 28th, something in there, 68. That's my recollection.
I would love in the morning to say Merlin Project Computer predicts John Edwards Mitt Romney as the Democrat-Republican candidate.
Well, that's what we,
that's a great
we
story.
Think, we think it could easily be something like Edwards and Obama against Romney. And I'm not sure who Romney, it wouldn't be McCain. John McCain, I can't see John McCain ever being anybody's second in command of anything.
What about Giuliani?
I don't know. Rudy might, that might work. It might be Mitt and Rudy. That might actually work out. But Romney looks like the guy that has the right pattern. And part of the reason is that if you look at Mitt Romney's run, you can see that it starts to take off in the late 06, 07, and is going full tilt over the period of the election. It starts to taper down in 09 and sort of drops off in late 010 or early 2011. Okay, the other one that and this is sort of swooping in at the last minute, okay, to save things if necessary, is possibly Newt Gingrich. So it could be something like
there,
Mitt
huh?
Romney and Newt Gingrich or something like that. Newt has the right kind of stuff to actually make something happen in this period of time. So the people that look like the front runners, the big front runners now, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen with Hillary. I think the party is going to come along and say to Hillary, look, we'd love to have you as the first woman. We're afraid you can't win in the long run, even if you get the nomination. So we'll offer you Senate Majority Leader for as long as we're running things, if you'll just drop out of this thing. And I can actually see her taking that.